From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Although Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders have reached agreement on three key bills that seek to reduce California's high housing costs, they're still working to flesh out the rest of the package. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the biggest sticking point is an issue called inclusionary housing.
That's when a city or county requires a developer to build a set percentage of affordable housing units as part of a larger project. More than 100 local governments have inclusionary ordinances, but a 2009 state appeals court ruling exempted rental units. As part of an overall package of housing bills, Democratic lawmakers want to overturn that exemption. Here's Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon outside the Capitol Wednesday.
I think it's a really big part of the overall equation. I'm not sure that we can really hope to solve the crisis long term if we don't get that piece done.
But the governor vetoed a similar bill a few years back, arguing the measure would make it harder to attract development to low-income neighborhoods. Brown also vetoed an inclusionary housing ordinance as mayor of Oakland, suggesting his concerns run deep. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California has won the first lawsuit it filed against the Trump administration without going to trial. A federal judge Wednesday issued summary judgment that the Department of Interior has illegally suspended an Obama-era rule that could increase costs for the coal industry. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
The Obama administration's valuation rule was expected to raise the price that fossil fuel companies owe the government when they extract oil, natural gas, or especially coal from federal land. It went into effect January 1st. The industry sued, arguing it was too vague and complex, and the Trump administration postponed the rule taking effect. The judge said that violates the official public repeal process, but the ruling does not require the valuation rule's restoration. It says that would be unduly disruptive to industry, since a formal repeal of the rule could take effect in a matter of weeks. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.